horseshoeing.
After many decades, this is a homecoming of sorts for Mike Epworth, an artist and researcher who's forged a career as a furniture maker.
We pulled a table out of this one, out of this room here, and so we literally dug it out.
He's made his way back to the small rural community of Wallumbilla in southern Queensland for a special community arts project.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I love the country. Yeah, I love the people. I love the history. I call it home. Yeah, I feel like home. Yeah. I've lived in lots of spots, but when people ask me where I'm from, I'll always say Wallumbilla.
G'day, I'm Nathan Morris. Mike Epworth was born here, and his family used to farm just down the road before leaving in the 1960s. Today he's back, and alongside locals from the local men's shed, he's scouring old farmhouses and outbuildings, carefully salvaging timber to make into pieces of furniture. It's a project that aims to preserve both local history and bush culture.
You're not going in there to try and, you know, take critical elements out. You know, preference is furniture because it's, you know, it's the social artefact. When I was a kid, I used to go on a horse on a property, you know, a few miles from here. And I was fascinated by the all these old bush timber and the structures and how it, you know, held together after 100 years. And that's really what sort of led me on to an interest in Australian or vernacular design or vernacular furniture. It's that, you know, make do that, you know, you have limited tools, you have people who weren't trained to be builders.
Today, the Wallumbilla district is known as beef cattle country. But during the early 20th century, this area used to be home to a busy dairy industry. Local resident Lyle Walters remembers it well.
There'd been a milking bale there. Cow'd go in, they'd have the milkmaid or the milkman, it'd be there, hand milk. You know, they say the good old days. Well, the good old days would have been the tough old days too.
The thing that really that stands out to me is the just the hardship of being a dairy farmer in Western Queensland. You know, I can remember as a young child or young toddler here, the heat and the drought, and to have go there and think how would they have made supported their family by milking cows.
Mike Epworth's community arts project isn't just about recycling old bits of timber and making it into something practical. It's also tapping into local knowledge in an attempt to preserve the region's rich and diverse history.
The thing is also that stands out, and I didn't really have a big appreciation of when I was a kid or when before I came back just to do this project, was the fact that this town was built on multiculturalism. There were a variety of people, from Chinese to Italian to French and Russian that came here. And they built a community with these differences.
Long-time resident Neville Maunder remembers the Russian family who lived in this house. They moved to the district after fleeing the Bolshevik Revolution.
It would have been the late 40s here. They dairied. Mrs. Naprastnik had children here on her own. No midwife, no doctor.
It's a kind of insight into how people lived. Yeah, you can see another time, another set of experiences, another set of expectations, and yet there's a similarity.
Back in town, the old timber is being given a new life as handcrafted furniture, and the design is uniquely Australian. Created by a Tasmanian bushman in the late 19th century, known as Jimmy Possum.
His innovation was that taking these legs through the seat, and with the arms coming on here, and that tying in there, the whole chair gets tied in together.
Go up a bit, on your end, Neville. It's not my thing, is it?
The wire marking I'm going to be putting into. There she was, sitting in a paddock.
All the little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Mind you, there's no glue on it, and there's 105 kg.
The furniture that Lyle Walters and Neville Maunder are helping to make will find a home in Wallumbilla's Heritage Centre. It's a way for them to preserve the region's history for future generations.
Isn't it nice to be able to make something with hand tools out of old timber, and you've got a finished product that you know you made? You didn't buy it in a shop. The thing that makes me proud is the fact that it all went together and it's not even squeaky or loose. It is quite good.
These old buildings have been here for a long, long time, obviously, and we pass them as we drive up and down the road. But now, if we've got a chair made out of them and there's photos and that to go with them, that will keep the history of this house when you look at the chair and say it came from Myola and the Naprasnik family. And, yeah, you know, people will be able to put it, it's yeah, just like talking to someone on the phone. Well, this will put a face to that then. It's like meeting the people rather than just a name. And it's something different. I've played with wood all my life, but this is something I haven't done, so it's just quite an interesting thing to do. Instead of us asking the old people what happened, we're nearly the old buggers now, and we've got to tell people what happened, that what we know before it's all gone.
Can we breathe out? Lock it in. Yeah?